Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you about a backstage freakout during the Survivor Series main event.
Fans hijack Survivor Series with AEW chants.
Despite all the teasing in the world, The Rock was not at Survivor Series, and we've got the backstage reaction.
And the SmackDown roster are going to appear on Raw tonight because of egg stuff. I'm Adam Wilborn.
The lore of the egg, and I'm Andy Murray.
I haven't been to bed yet, and I'm still not 100% sure that egg stuff happened. And this is the news.
Twas indeed a fever dream. But we got some backstage notes, first of all, from the main event of the show, which turned out to be Big E, WWE Champion Big E, versus Roman Reigns for brand supremacy, which by that point was kind of messed up, really, wasn't it? Because
yep.
Raw won everything, apart from the pre-show, which was a DQ. And then you got to this point, but long story short, Roman Reigns won. SmackDown saved a little bit of face. Roman ended up pinning Big E after a spear. It was a spear. Behind the scenes, however, another story was playing out here. We got a report here from PW Insider's Mike Johnson describing a minor freakout backstage during the main event. People growing anxious, people going, oh no, what's going to happen here? Because they were worried about timing issues. According to this, the pay-per-view was supposed to go off the air no later than 11:35 Eastern time. But before, they still had the main event to go at one point, and they were a bit like, oh no, how are we going to fit this in? Apparently, something that was particularly confusing to these people, they were wondering why the hell the entrances for the men's elimination match in particular got so long, which I think is a fair point. I think I saw a tweet, I think it was Brian Alvarez, noting that something like 79 minutes of the show were entrances and video packages. So when you allot that much time and you get towards the end of the show, yeah, it's kind of understandable. But obviously the match did end up wrapping in time. Survivor Series, if you look at the network upload, it's something like 3 hours and 29 minutes. So they had about 6 minutes to spare in the end. They wrapped it up. But yeah, a few lads freaking out. I'm sure Vince was very level-headed about this in particular.
Well, he got his egg stuff in, so yeah. I'm sure he was ecstatic regardless. Yeah, I mean, like you say, entrances took bloody ages on this show. The men's 5-on-5 match went half an hour. You could have cut a lot of time out of that one, if I'm perfectly honest. And yeah, if you were desperately trying to save time, I love him and I enjoyed the video package, but maybe don't air a 3-minute video package on Bobby Lashley for no apparent bloody reason on this show. But in the end, yeah, watching that main event, it didn't feel like anything had been really cut out of it. And if anything, when we got to the end and they did the big pose and the signature came up, and we were like, me and Phil on the live stream were thinking, cool, so when's, I don't know, Brock or Rock or even bloody Ronda Rousey's music going to hit? Yeah. And none of that actually happened because this show just ended, basically. Yeah. A lot of people talking about The Rock not showing up on this special 25th anniversary show. We'll talk a little bit about that in due course. But I'm going to talk to you about fans hijacking last night's Survivor Series. There was crowds getting riled up during the women's 5-on-5 match. But specifically, there were AEW-centric chants quite a lot throughout this show. During the kickoff show, you may have seen the video doing the rounds on social media or on Reddit and what have you. Fans audibly chanting for AEW as Booker T's trying to make some sort of salient shucky ducky quack quack point. And then, yes, during that women's 5-on-5 match that was a bit all over the place when it wasn't Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks in the ring, you could audibly hear chants for CM Punk. This was, of course, in the Barclays Center. We were there when they were chanting for AEW, and I don't think AEW was even properly a thing just yet when they ruined the Raw after WrestleMania. Not the fans, I mean WWE, by booking a title for the title match and then just having the bar run in when people were like, cool, when's Undisputed Era getting here?
Yeah. Don't build expectations.
I think Hamlet was talking about this when we were, you know, finished up doing our live stream, saying that they've kind of killed the town a little bit. What do you reckon to all this?
Yeah, I mean, like, so during the women's match, it did seem like people who were into the match kind of did come back and drown out those chants a little bit. So it's not like, you know, not like back in the day, was it? But it's still notable when you have this, it's the last big four pay-per-view of the year and you have these chants breaking through. You know, I really thought that CM Punk coming back to wrestling would have just nipped all of this in the bud. It's pointless chanting for him. I know it's like a sign of rebellion and everything else, but if you want to see the guy, you know, you kind of know where to find him now, right?
Channel, there you
yeah,
go.
You know where to find the guy. Maybe find some other way to, like, rebel against what you're watching. But, like, I never get angry with the crowd in situations like this. I kind of hate that stance about, oh, they're rude, the fans have destroyed this and this has gone off the rails and stuff. Well, no, it's up to you to deliver something that they feel worthy of investing in and reacting to in a positive way. And if they don't react to it the way you want, it's your fault for not giving them something that entertains them.
There was no chance for CM Punk, for example, during the Becky versus Charlotte stuff at the start of this show. People weren't just rejecting women's wrestling, for example. They were just like, this is going on a bit and it's a bit all over the place and I just want to get to the Rhea, Bianca and Sasha Banks stuff, if I'm perfectly honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And like to be fair, like the AEW chants during Booker T's segment on the kickoff show there sounded like a bunch of drunk guys. Like
it's
a couple of drunk guys.
Yeah,
going,
the kickoff show, we all know that. And also, if that's going on, that would be outside the arena as well, because we saw that and realised, wait a second, they're outside because, well, presumably there's not much space inside the Barclays to do a massive set of Kevin Patrick and his friends talking all about what we can look forward to when this actually gets underway on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And what we can look forward to initially on the kickoff show is a DQ finish. Thanks very much.
Do you know who else wasn't on the kickoff show?
Who's
the
that?
Rock. He wasn't on the kickoff show.
Nope.
What was going on there? What had him on the panel? What had his thoughts on Damian Priest versus Shinsuke Nakamura? But yes, okay. So a big talking point coming out of the show is that The Rock wasn't there, right? I don't think anyone was really, before the show, really expecting much.
Well, I wore his shirt. But
he wore his shirt. But like as the show went on, it was very Rock heavy, wasn't it?
It was a lot of you know, video. Obviously, they're promoting Red Notice, the new movie on Netflix with him and Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. And then we'll get the egg
we'll
stuff,
get to
don't
the
worry.
Egg.
But there was lots of, it's 25 years of The Rock. There's footage of him, obviously, first appearance.
Roman Reigns
did
The Rock Bottom.
Like, Roman Reigns did a Rock Bottom.
The Rock was everywhere on this show without being on the show. Maybe that led to some expectations during the night. You've probably seen the reaction in various online spaces. But apparently there was kind of a bit of a concern inside the company about this as well. Fightful Select coming through with the report here, stating that when some WWE employees found out that The Rock wasn't going to be present, they actually voiced their concern about the Roman Reigns match with Big E closing the pay-per-view. There wasn't a major push to change it or anything, but there was some concern about it. And that's quite understandable because the way that match ended, it was just boom, 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 Roman's won. There we go, done, done, done.
And you'd anticipate from the way we talked about it on the podcast, for example, you've had Cena come out at the end of the pay-per-view after he's won, you've had Brock then subsequently come out at the end of SummerSlam when he won that. People are building this anticipation of like, oh, cool, well, we're here, it's The Rock, but nothing happened and he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And what was he doing instead?
Yeah, like literally about 5 minutes after the show, he uploaded a picture of a sandwich to Instagram. So that's what The Rock was doing. But yeah, it did feel like they were kind of setting up for something with the way that match ended and then it didn't happen. So hey, fair play to the people who spoke up.
You've got a good, what was the tweet you said you were going to read out?
Yeah, sorry, I totally forgot about this. Stephanie Chase summed this up just perfectly. Really good tweet. If you are ever embarrassed about drunk texting an ex, remember WWE once did a 4-hour long tribute show to The Rock and he didn't show up. It's kind of perfect.
Yeah, yeah. But what did show up, briefly at the very least, to audible chants from the roster, who weren't just definitely told there to stand there and cheer that Vince was there, was an egg.
Egg.
Vince came out. If you've seen Red Notice, it will make sense. If you haven't, none of this will make any sense. Vince came out with one of the eggs that was given to Cleopatra.
Yeah.
And said, oh, it's this $100 million egg. And then he was showing it off to Roman later on. And then another point, they cut backstage and Postman Pierce and Sonya Deville are in Vince's office for the night. And the big box that had the egg inside it had no egg.
No
egg. And he accused the people of Brooklyn. He accused the slimy production staff. And he eventually turned on his own roster saying, someone's pinched it, basically. And as a result of that, apparently, the SmackDown roster is going to appear on Raw tonight to solve the mystery of who stole the $100 million egg from Survivor Series. I'm just thankful reading this story because we were watching it and thought it could be one of those things, you know, it's just a big movie tie-in that they go, well, let's just pretend like that never happened, like the bloody zombie match or on Extreme Rules, right? So I'm just glad that this whodunit's actually going to be followed up and it's not going to be who threw the pie at Kevin Owens all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they're going to have an egg match tonight on Raw to compensate for this. This was weird. I didn't know it was a movie tie-in either. So at first I was a bit like, what the hell is this? What's going on? Why has Vince suddenly got an egg?
Why is Roman
Reigns in his office for no reason other than to go, look at my egg? A very strange turn of events. But it's one of those things, isn't it? When they get like a movie endorsement or whatever, they kind of crowbar something weird in there, have a zombie, have an egg. I will say this. This does increase the chances of something so bad it's amazing happening on Raw exponentially. So I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
Let's get egg. Can we say egg? No,
we can't say it normally. And we'll get to speculating on to who maybe took the egg in just a few minutes. But Andy Murray, I must ask you a question. Let's move on to our Twitter questions. I'm going to try and get that over for the final days of my home.
At this stage.
Let's not throw any more attention to this horrific thing on my face. Cracks in the Reel says, do you think they haven't released Ricochet just out of spite as a social experiment to see how far they can drag one of the most talented people around into the mud? He's been a very much a nearly man recently. He was nearly the guy who took the place on the SmackDown team on SmackDown this week. And then he was the last one eliminated by Omos before he won that big Rock 25-man battle royal.
Yeah, he has these flashes on the main roster, doesn't he, Ricochet, where you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about Ricochet, and he's awesome, and he can do all these cool things, and they just don't use him. I wouldn't like to speculate on anyone's like job status or anything like that. But, you know, I don't necessarily think he's someone they have a plan for, put it that way. But also, he might be someone they look at and go, oh yeah, no, if we give AEW him, he'll be incredible. He could be incredible for you, you silly sausages, so...
Dante Martin is looking at his future in WWE if he sees what they're doing with Ricochet.
Oh, 100%. Very similar styles in terms of flyers and stuff. So,
yeah.
Hey, like, I'll,
I don't think
I'll
it's out of spite. It's just because Vince doesn't understand that people don't have to look like Shanky or Commander Aziz, for example, to get over.
Yeah. So. And I think if anyone's not looking at Ricochet and thinking he doesn't look like a credible athlete, you're an idiot. Vince.
Look at the gym footage of him like flipping out of doing a sit-up or whatever. It's preposterous. Felix T gives us our second question of the day saying, good morning, gents. Do you think Alex Abrahantes should be replaced as the Lucha Bros manager? I think he's too goofy for them. What about Selena De La Renta? She has a history with Rey Fénix dating back to Lucha Underground. Thoughts?
Interesting, very interesting. So I like Alex. I think he's fun.
I'm a huge fan.
I think he's a fun presence on TV.
Penta says.
But yeah, it's like, it's good. Like, I like him. I think he's very entertaining. I think he's a good broadcaster. But I do agree. I think his style is a bit wacky, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not having it. Zero miedo. And his facial expressions are a bit much. I do think it undercuts their credibility somewhat. I think Selena De La Renta would be tremendous. However, I believe she's just gone back. She's gone to college. She's doing a big degree. She's really busy.
Oh, okay.
She's probably not going to do wrestling for a while. But I think she'd do a great job in that role. Put it that way.
Still nobody hasn't given anyone a Canadian Destroyer. That's what they need to do with him. And I love him. And
like Arnor Tully, probably.
I will not have a bad word said against him. Doesn't he wear one glove sometimes as well? Love all that. And yeah, Penta says, there was a moment he started doing that and started trying to be badass and then got his head caved in. I was like, hey, you all right.
I like him. It's just a bit wacky.
Yeah, that's fair. Final question today comes from RetroRama80s. He says, so will we see R-Truth doing detective work on Raw and trying to find out who stole the golden egg? And do you think it will be revealed that the gobbledygooker was...
Remember when the gobbledygooker returned? Was it this year or last year? I can't even remember.
Mate.
I think it was last year. Yeah, it was Survivor Series because it was the 30th anniversary of the most iconic debut in wrestling history.
Yes, that was it.
The gobbledygooker. You've got the best answer there, my friend, so I can't really better that. As an alternative one, how about Otis? Is he still into steaks and weights? Eggs are a really good source of protein.
He was eating pizza in the 25-man battle royal. The
I forgot about the
three-course Pizza Hut meal. Course one, Jesus. Pizza. Course two, more pizza. Course three, I don't know, Cinnabon or something, whatever. The correct answer, of course, is not the gobbledygooker. It is, in fact, Andy Murray. Bad bunny.
Ah, you piece of trash.
Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And just a bit of a pat on the back for one of our very own here at What Culture. What Culture's very own Andrew Pollard was at Wales Comic Con over the weekend. By all reports, he did a fantastic job. And he had a bloody good time doing it, hanging out with Bret Hart. And then there's photos of him with the AEW lot, with Britt Baker, Luchasaurus, and Kenny Omega. No doubt you'll be able to read more about that when he writes it up. For the site, hopefully, whatculture.com, because it's a fantastic experience, and he's bloody good at it, by all accounts. A Q&A with Bret Hart for an hour. Not a bad way to spend your weekend, is
it? Big role in putting this all together as well. Shout-outs to Andrew Pollard. He supports a bad football team, but he's a good guy.
Genuinely, one of the best teams in the National League, not called Chesterfield. Sorry, mate. At Cultured Left Peg, if you want to give him some props on Twitter and check out those lovely photos.
Hope we get you in the playoffs, mate.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below, though. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and Hamflet did an extended review of Survivor Series, which is available right now. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE, where you can donate towards me having this on my face. You can follow Andy Murray at...
at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for he's going to bail.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn and donate towards this. You follow all of us at What Culture WWE. Egg stuff definitely did happen, didn't it?
Egg.
Yeah, it did. Mike, well, thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Egg.
Egg.
Good.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.